We're up to the Mishnah of Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, we're still dealing with this old dini mamonis and ksuba, Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. You ahead of us? Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Actually, am I wrong? I am wrong. I'm Tzadik Hey, yes. Good, at least someone noticed.
You're just testing.
Tzadik Hey Amud Aleph, my apologies. Mi shahayin nasi beis nashim. Somebody's married to two women. Umochar esadeyu. He had a field that was meshubit to these ksuvas, and he unsold it. The kosva is shayne. When the husband sold the field, the field to the guy, the first wife wrote the lekeach to the purchaser. Dinu dvar mein limoch. I agreed, my husband. If he wants to sell to you, I'm happy. I will never come to you, even if my husband passes away and I have to collect my ksuva. I'm not going to chep you. But then the husband died. And that was the only property available. So the first wife can't go to this lekech because she promised. However, Hashniya, the other wife, Maitzia Mehalekech. The other wife can go to lekech and say, hey, I have a ksuva, the field is meshubit. But then what happened was, but since the second wife now has a property, the din is who's entitled to collect the ksuva first, the first wife. So she now, v'dishayinim and Hashniya, she turns to the second wife and gives me back the property. I'm not taking anything from the lekech. I didn't say I'll never have anything to do with the property. I'll never take it from the lekech. Now that it's in your possession, give it to me. But then, as soon as the first wife takes it, the lekech says, 1 second, you told me you're not going to take this property from me. My property is sitting in your hands. Give it back to me. The chayzeres chalila keeps on going in this fashion, in a circle. Until they can work out some kind of a compromise between them, we all get something. Because as soon as the ownership goes to the first wife, the second wife is out of the picture. She's out of the picture. She has nothing.
Now she says to him, I'm not going to claim from you.
That's right. Right. This property you bought, I'm not going to take away from you. It deems
from you.
Yeah, so he could go to the second wife. Yeah, but
when he loses to the second wife.
But the moment the second wife loses it back to the first wife, we say, whose property was it? The second wife then is like a funnel. She had nothing to do with it. She never owned it. The lekech owned it. As soon as the second wife, immediately goes to the first wife. Because the din says the first wife gets it. So it's like the first wife took it away from the lekech. Let's do Rashi. Okay, that's not explaining anymore. The same thing applies to a Baal Chayv. The Gemara says, first Gemara wants to establish, we had him giving a kaiseh, just because she wrote, I won't have anything to do with it. What does that mean? But Tanya, didn't we learn? Somebody says to his friend, Din udvarim ainli al sadazu, I have nothing to do with this field. The ainli asig bum, if a guy walks away, you can't just walk away from, if you own something and made a form of acquisition, I can't just walk away. It's still mine. How do I forego my buy list? If he says, the ainli asig bum, I have no geshef, the yodi, misulekis, and my hand is removed, loy amaklum, nothing was said. So, what do you mean? What do you mean the wife said, I have no ainli dvarim? So what if she said it? It doesn't mean anything. Why can't she go to the?
Has a ksuba, a contract,
yeah, why can't you go and collect? But it knows already meshubit to her.
And she has the first mortgage.
Yeah, so therefore, in order to undo that, you have to do something. Everything, money, right? She did something. My skin, but she can't me yada. They made a kinyan. Everything, money, but she can't me the mahabas or what? Let's do Rashi. Economy yada, I mean, we learned like Kaiser Ishta, the Heichad economy yada, if you made a kinyan. The Gufa Shulkark economy yada, then you could make a kinyan to say, I don't want the kark itself. We said then, Nechosim Haboin Le Mokam Acher, you can say, if I have no Shaykhis to the property, I say, I don't want having to do with it when it comes. Then you could say that. But here, you already have a Shaykhis. Says the Gemara, I'll ask you an interesting question. Economy yada mahava, let's say they made a kinyan. The wife said to Lekeach, I approve, my husband did, made a kinyan. The wife later can claim, you think I said it because of voluntarily? I wanted to please my husband. My husband said, you better agree to this thing, and I wanted to shalom bayis. So I agreed, but I never meant it. And therefore, because I never meant it, just because I agreed, nothing happened. So don't account, don't. Yeah, then garnish. I did under duress.
The husband wanted a better sale price for his field or something like that.
No, I did under duress because the wife said, I wanted to please my husband. I saw how much he cared that he wanted to sell it, and I don't want to start any machlekes with me and my husband. So I agreed.
So, but wouldn't the field fetch a better price if it's unencumbered? Has no debt against it. As long as her ksuva is going to be claimed.
It's not only that, but the guy
less valuable.
Could be, yeah. Exactly.
Sale contract.
There's no tanaimi whatsoever. It was an open end of contract. But she's saying my. It's only after the husband died, after the death of her husband. So what if he made a kinyan? Tame a letter, say nachas ruach chosisa lebaili. It happens sometimes. She says, "I want to make him happy. So I never meant it." And who said that such a tain exists? Me like tanah. We learned in the first mission in Gittin. Lokach mina ish. If a purchaser went to the husband and bought it from him, then the chosol nisha. Then he turned around to the wife and said, "Look, I just bought the field from your husband. I want to make sure you're in equanimity. So I want you to sign also the contract separately. I want you to sign the contract." Mekhe bottle, yet if the husband dies, the whole mekach is bottle. Why? Because she says, just because I made a separate star, I just did it to please my husband. I was under duress, I had no breda. Alma yechayil, he should tell him, rachas, ruach, chosisa lebaili. So how could the Mishnah Gittin says that she can get out of it by saying, nachas, ruach, lebaili? And how come our Mishnah says that if she agreed to the sales, well, that's it? She forfeited her rights. What's the difference? Rashi, no Rashi. Even while the husband's alive, even more, even when the husband's alive, we learn, we're talking about one of the following three cases. Why did Bechal even need her agreement? We're talking about a field that was set aside for her ksuvah, so she's obviously directly related to it. It wasn't miyachid. He actually wrote in the ksuvah that this field is what's going to belong to her. She brought in her own assessment, her own field. You ask a kasha from the Mishnah here in ksuvah, Mishnah Gittin. It's two different opinions. Rameir holds that she cannot say. Our Mishnah is Rameir. He cannot say that Nachas Rosil Baile. Rabbi Yehuda, that you could. What's the story? The Tanya, we learned in a braise, Kosav L'Rishin. What happens that the husband sold the field, right? Stole the field to a buyer, and then he sold a couple of fields. So Kosav L'Rishin V'Loi Chosmaloi. And she did not agree with this particular. He wanted her to count the sign as well, and she didn't agree. She didn't approve this sale. Then Lishani, the husband wrote a second shtar to a second buyer on a different field altogether. The chasmala, that one that she did sign. So according to the maid, if the ksuvasa, she forfeits a ksuva. Right now we're learning she forfeits a bulk ksuva. See later on, but it's only the second one, or the one that she signed, or even the first one, the one she didn't sign. But I made her forfeit. She has a taina nachas ruach chasisi lebaile. There's no such taina. So I made her not believe the taina. That's the author of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that she doesn't forfeit anything because chayli he should tell him nachas ruach chasisi lebaile. Atem you malachem alai. What do you have tainas to me for? I had no breda. Nachas ruach chasisi lebaile. So that's Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the Mishnah in Gittin. So our Mishnah, the main the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi. Of one particular field, she refused. She didn't consent to that particular sale. Because of she wrote a second star to another buyer. I saw that the field, the chosmala, she signed that one. I said, what's it in? Of the ksuvasa, im ein sham b'nei chayim. If there's b'nei chayim, of course she collects ksuvim. We're talking about if there's no b'nei chayim, the only field that she can get her hands on are the ones that were purchased. Yeah. If there's no b'nei chayim, she had a rishon oimer. And why can't you go to the first one? Okay, she can go to the second one because she signed off to the sale. Why can't you go to the first one? Because when the first one bought it, there was a second field lying around. So the first person has a taina. He knocked the chal mark and leave with him. And when I bought this field, there's another field there. So therefore, there's no your shibud was removed from my field to that other field. Mm-hmm. Now you decided to forfeit as your cheshbon. I'm not mechuyev. That's what Amir says. He knocked the chamokalik the men. However, Yehuda says she doesn't forfeit anything because she can collect from the second one. Yehuda also made that he cannot go to the first one because he can tie in the knock the chamokalik the men, but he can go to the second one because nachas ruach chasisa lebaile. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. The Rebbe sosn lohocher kramei, but sosn lohocher kramei. Remember, the authors of all the Mishnahs is Rebbe. Does it make sense that one Mishnah stam he passes like a Mishnah in Ksuvos, and the stam Mishnah in Gittin goes like a Yehuda? You don't find that. Rashi, the Rebbe, the Straminu, the Mishnah is Hocha b'Ksuva Sosalon Kiramer. Here he brings down the Sajer Amer. Umesech the Gittin Sosalon Mekhabot Rebbe Yehuda Klepnisht. So the Gemara, Rapapa said that our Mishnah is talking about, really, the Mishnah Gittin is correct. You could say Nachar Osis Labayla. So why can't she have the same time here? Because she was already divorced at the time when she countersigned. She can't seem trying to plead her husband. She hated her husband with a passion. And yet she agreed to the sale. And then 3 months later, remember we learned before that you can hang around a little bit. 3 months later, she signed like Suva. She forfeited her right. That's why our Mishnah says, you forfeited her right. But a papa begrusha v'divrei hakol. So the Vosi here now Mishnah. So the Mishnah them gitten is Rabbi Yehuda Nachdruach. There's no Nachazos in the Bible. Oh, that's how Mishnah works. Remember Kitzer. You guys figure it out. Look, that's when a papa masisin kishoy zegrusha. But Akher kosel lekerikain. Then they wrote this thing. The Vashi says no. Maybe Rashi bothered what you just said. Selikness in the verter. So Rashi Yomar, Kula Rab Meir. Rashi says no. Both Mishnahs are Rab Meir. So the Mishnah here, we understand he doesn't believe in the whole concept of Nachas Ruach. Therefore, she forfeits her rights. No, so how can the Mishnah Gittin says when she signed, didn't sign the first one, she signed the second one? We say over there that she does not forfeit her rights. What's the chiluk? Because she's there. She says Nachas Ruach Zil Baili. The chiluk is very simple. Exactly, and one of them he didn't sign. Don't tell us that you're under duress. Mefedish, you didn't sign the first one. What happened to Nachas Ruach Zilbaili? Then is that you have a mind of your own and you're independent. And when you don't want to agree with it, you don't. So now you agree the second one. Don't tell us that you're under duress. That's the difference. Ad kan lekama that made hasam elabish nei lekuches to lekuches. Dami like said, eats Nachas Ruach Zilkama iboy lechemevid. You know why Rameir argues? He also agrees with the principle, says Rav Ashi. Rameir agrees with the principle of Nachas Ruach Chasisa Labayli. He agrees with that principle. But he says over here that because there were two separate kuchas, there were two separate, in the case over there, why does Rameir argue because there were two separate kuchas, one she did not sign and one she did sign. And because she did that, she can no longer tie in Nachas Ruach Labayli. What about our Mishnah? We'll see in a minute. Rashi. Rav Ashi, Omar, Afilu v'yoshev is tachtav, even when they're living together, v'tarvayu, stomik rameyer, both Mishnah rameyer. Umas disin the gitin, the Mishnah gitin, l'choyrev, gitin, the law, kach mine ish. V'choz ha-law, kach mine ish. Okay, so we've got Mishnah gitin. The Mishnah gitin is, first he wrote from the man, bought from the man. I'm not the Braisa, sorry, let's go back to the Mishnah. First he bought from the man. And then he bought from the woman. Over there we say that you know Taina of Nachas Ruach Chazil Baili and the Mekhiz bottle boy.
What's the pshat he bought from the woman after the death of the husband?
No. He got another document. He went to the husband and got a document to sale. He went to the wife just to protect himself. He says he made a new document. You know, it's tied to Yiksuva. I want you to sell it to me as well. And she did. In that case, I'm two separate. Basically, it's like I'm selling the Ksuba to him. Exactly. Yeah. So it goes like this. When does Rab Meir, in the Brais, Rab Meir says, I don't believe in Nachas Ruach Chasis Hilbaili. When does Rab Meir say, I don't believe in Nachas Hilbaili? Because the wife, there were two sales. The first sale she refused to sign. The second one she did sign. I don't believe that it's under duress. But says Rab Meir, if there's only one sale, even though it's a second shot, I do believe that she can say it's under duress, and we can say that that Mishnah in Gittin, even Rab Meir can say, I believe she can tie in the Nachas Ruach Chasis Hilbaili. So what happened now, Mishnah, we'll see in a minute. The first one, she's independent enough that she did not refuse to sign. Can't say that. But in a normal case, Mefesh, you could say that. That's why in Gittin, the mayor says, I agree that you can say, even though I wrote a start to the buyer, and if the Mecca is bottled. So what about our mission over here? Umasnisin the Hochadash Minan Mino Hasimasa Kayemis with the cost of La Bal Acha Koidl Zevla Khosmal Ze Khosma. Amish no matter a similar case with this is the second sale. And the first sale wasn't party to. Same thing like that Braisa there. When in the Braisa May said, I don't believe in Nachas Ruach. What was the case over there? Extraordinary case where there were two shtaras. The first one she refused to sign. That's what our Mishnah is talking about here. It was two shtaras. We're just focusing on the shtar that she did sign. And not the first one. So therefore, says the Gemara here. Back to Gemara. Umasnis in the Kosel Acher. And our Mishnah, he wrote another shtar and she refused to sign. And this is the second one. That's why the mayor says there's no such thing in Nachas Ruach in this case. Here. Says in Moravite, Tanan Hashem, we learned, we have a rule. We have a general rule. Ein nifroyim melechasim shabadim, mokin shachasim melechayin. That you have no right to go to lekuchas to collect your chayvis unless first you have to go to directly to the loiva. Make sure that he doesn't have any money or assets to pay. He doesn't have any money. When he has to pay, then you go to lekuchas. Right? You don't go to shabadim. Why you can go to melechayin? Afilu hein zibudis, even though the field sitting, I'm a bal chayva. A bal chayva is entitled to collect bainis. The field that's sitting there with the loiva is a zibudis. And the bain is sitting by the lekech. Does not entitle me to go to lekech. The lekech is a last resort. If there's available blechayin, that's what I'm stuck with. No, no, no. So you got a bigger piece. All it is. Obviously, then he has to get a difference. Yeah. So it's $200 loan. The land's worth 150. He'll get 50 from you. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Hey, boy, interesting question. What about Ishtad ibn Echori? The Lekech bought the property. There's a big, massive field sitting by the Leiva, so he can say, 6 years later, whatever it is, a while later, that field was flooded. There was a terrible cyclone, ruined the whole field. Can you go now to Lekuchas or not? To Lekuchas, can tell you, I left your field, but now that field is no longer available. Not because it was sold, it got ruined. What happens in this case? Says the Gemara, Boilu, Ishtad ibn Echori, got ruined, Mao. The Litter Mishabodi, are you entitled to go to Mishabodi or not? Rashi, Ishtad ibn Echori, Ishtad ibn Echori, Lacha Shalokal, because after they purchase it, Ishtad ibn Echori, the Gemara, Toshma, come in here. We learn in the Braise, Kos of Larishan wrote to the first, the husband sold the property, the first one, Vallay Chosmala Shid, the wife refused to count the sign. Lashani, there's no Gemara there, but there's a Gemara on the table. We knew you were coming, Achai. L'sheini to the second one v'chas meloi, and she did sign. Eiv the ksuvasai, she loses the ksuva. Sounds like which ksuva does she lose? She forfeits the ksuva not only from the second one but also from the first one. It sounds like she lost the ksuva. Now, why does she lose the ksuva the first one? The first one, tiny, is when I bought this field, there was another field available, but that second field now is no longer available. Right, because I said, it's no different in the case of a hurricane, that the field that was meant to be available is no longer available, and yet the din is I cannot go back to the first lekech and collect. It's the same over here. You cannot go to any lekuchas because the lekech can argue when I bought this field there was another field there. Circumstances change afterwards. Not my problem. Is it right? It's a valid taina. David Ameya. Now the Isaac, they even can tell me that he started in the chalif. Let's say the circumstances change and the free field is no longer available. Tori Mishabadi, you can go to Mishabadi. So Nehi, who has 8 lines on the bottom. Sadik Heim and Aleph. Nehi, the Ivduk Suvas, Mishaini, Marisha Meyatigbe. Okay, the second Suvas is no longer available. So let it go back to the first Lekech. And the first Lekech's argument that I left your property is no longer valid. Omar Yitzchak, my Ivda Mishaini. You learned wrong pshat. All the Braisa meant was that she lost her right of a ksuba from the second person. But you're right. And what happens now? She goes to the first one. Nobody says she loses the right of the first one. Mishnah wasn't talking about. The Mishnah was talking about the Chiddush, the Din is a valid taina. And we don't say Nachas Ruach Chasisi. Rashi. He left her a property to collect, but the property is no longer available. Abaleki Shtad is no different. Omar Rava says, Gemara Rava says, stay tuned with it. I have 2 questions here, eyes in the kashas on what you just said. Chad, first of all, the reading of the text. The Ibda, you don't use a word like Ibda unless it's lost. Lost means that that's it, it's gone. The way you're learning Shtad, he didn't lose, he just go to another person. That's called loss. The Ibda Legamri Mashva, generally it means completely. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. V'oi tanyu lint nebraise love mina echa. Let's say you borrow from a person. Umocha nechosav l'shnayim. He sold him his estate to 2 different people. Because of bal chayv l'kei. And then the lender says to the second guy who's a good friend of his, you know what? I'm not going to chep you. I'm not going to go. If I ever have to collect, I'm going to go to the first guy. He has no right to go to the first lekech. The first lekech's argument, when I bought this field, there were other fields available, is so strong that even though that they're no longer available, doesn't matter. You can't come back to me. There's no recourse. So in Mela, the same thing here. That if there was a hurricane, the purchaser can still say, when I bought this field, well, what happened afterwards? It's your mazel. Mazal chagorim. We have expression in Gemara. Says the Gemara, you can't compare the case of a lever to the case of your question is when the natural forces came in and destroyed it. Why? In the case of the Baal Chayiv, in the case of the woman, the field, the second field was available, they could have collected. They ruined it, and now they go to the first Lekerah and say, hey, we want to collect from you. Okay, says the field's available. You decided to harm yourself and come back. That's not a recourse. But where the Eibishter made the nature, that api nature, that the second field, is not, the free field is no longer available, maybe he does that. Maybe he does. He could go back to Lekerah and say, hey, circumstances changed. Not if I change the circumstances, it changed. So the Shaila goes back. What would the din be? Can you go back to the Lekech or can't you go back to Lekech? Rashi. This that you wanted answered that he forfeits only from the second, but he could go to the first. I disagree. The af medishin even faded word even sounds like completely totally. Don't try to compare from there. You start the chori the hashem over there. He the of the ksavasas her fault. Chori tani ain't allocated to club chatayim with the same thing. Hide the lahadik gabim medishin. No one collect mishum the afsid nafshe biyadayim shekasa lishaini. Dinu dvar eli yimavu lo dami lishtadav, not compared to yishtadav. Saying what about this? What's the din? Amar le Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, v'hamayisim b'chol yoyim. What do you mean? We see such a thing happening every single day that if let's say a natural causes that the property that was available is no longer available, mefeidish you could go then to Lekuchas and collect. So Rashi v'hamayisim b'chol yoyim, the dayonin donin they judge the kivun the yishtadav nechori tariv mishabadi. L'mashal. Who gave it? There was a person. The Mishkan lay pardis. So the chavri we're going to have in Bob Matzias and Neshach all about ribas. But if you, the borrower, gives a property to the lender as a mashkin for 10 years and the lender is allowed to eat the produce during those 10 years, the end of 10 years, the borrower owes nothing. And it's called mashkanta de surah. So we learn you gave a mashkin of a pardis for 10, just for 10 years. But what happened was, right? And it worked at the cheshbon over 10 years, you'll get enough produce to cover the entire debt. But what happened was with Koshel Chamishanin, after 5 years, they aged the vines, whatever it was, the pardis, and then it's no longer fruitful. And so what happens now? They came before Rabbanon, the Koshel, the Rabbanon said, Tirfa. Rabbanon turned to the Malva and gave him a star Tirfa, okay, as if he got paid half of his loan, and you have the right to collect the other half from Mishabadim. Now, L'chayda, every Lekeh who bought the field, contain it, 1 second. When we bought the field, we know that this Malva, we knew about the Malva, but we also knew that he got a Mashkin, and they worked out a terms of arrangement, an arrangement, a scheme, where he'll get paid out. So, when we bought it, Mokim Minachtilach, circumstances changed, what are you coming back to us for now? Is that Raya that what? Is that Raya that if circumstances change, you could go to Lekeh. That's what the Rabbi is saying. Because the tirfa, no right from there. You know why? Because you lekeach knew exactly what happened, and you know that it happens sometimes that fruits eventually, or the fruit bearing trees eventually die, or the vines eventually die. You knew that, and you took the risk. So you can't say with such a verity, what did you leave? You left a field that produces fruits. And you know that it could happen that it'll lose. It naturally could happen that it loses. It doesn't have to be any extraordinary circumstance. And therefore you took the risk and therefore it didn't work out. They can go back to you. But in the case where you mamish left the field over there, maybe it's a valid taina, even though the circumstances changed. Says the Gemara, Hosan Aminu Udaf Sinasai, keep the Yoda, you knew the Paradiso, Avi the Kish. You knew that it happened. It's common that it gets ages. Like, buy a little Mizbin, you shouldn't have bought it. So the bottom line, the Gemara Fir Duyis v'hilchasa ishtadiv bnei chori torfa mishabadi. You have a right to collect mishabadi. Rashi, paradisa kerem a vineyard. Lesa shanim sheyachlen as shanim you eat it for 10 years. V'tachzal lebailim b'loim moiz. He goes back without any money to cause a little bit mishlim shan yeilin when these years are over. Tefik out of dain b'loim kesef. Then this money will go without any, no money has to change hands.
He could
get more than what he. Yeah, we learned that. Yeah, he could get more, could get less. The kosh he's getting aged. That's what Gemara talks about. Why he's not? It's like a. That's right. You take the hefset. You have to take the hefset and the revach. If you only take revach, that's ribis, or avak ribis, depending on the case. Iu afsid and afshe lekech shalokas hodem yadze. The person who bought it shemashkin kenes avach rais loichli 10 years. He knew the avid the kish v'hodem malva lekuch. He knew that little guy went back to kuchas. So therefore, it's a risk you took. Says Gemara Vayter. Omer Abaye said. What happens if a guy says, Nechosai loch, if a guy says to a girl, a single girl, not married at all, I am prepared to give you this property, but not forever more, that if your chas shalom pass away, he moves on to your children, but she's a single girl right now, Nechosai loch, v'acharecha, and then if post your death, I want to go to Shimon. So he goes to Leah, this is your property, but when you die, he goes to Shimon. Then what happened was, but she wasn't yet married at all. But on the Venices, she got married. And we learned before that a Baal, remember we had before was a Baal in the chas of his wife, and she a Yodish and she a Lekech. So we said before, she's a Lekech. He's a Lekech. So Venices, she married. Baal Lekech, the husband as if he bought it while they were married. The Ein Lacherech, a Mokam Baal, Klum. And therefore, Abaye says that now that the husband owns it, when he said was that Kolzman, you own it, and from you it'll transfer to Shimon. But because in between she sold it, and we're going to pass in like the opinion that if she sold it, so therefore it's no longer capable of saying the acherecha because there's another link in there. And that link was never part of the equation. Therefore, it remains with the husband's family.
Doesn't it depend if it's Zimbazel or Nixon
Log? No, nothing to do with either one. No, he gave it to her. That's always back to Nixon Log, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not preventing.
That's the machlekes. That's the machlekes. Says the Gemara, it's the machlekes. Says the Gemara, come on. Who does this din work out like? Hi, Tana. Like the following Tanya, we learned. The Tanya we learned in Babas and Nechosai Loch Vacherech Leploini. He says, my Nechosim are to you, Reuven, and then from you, Reuven, when you finish. When you pass away, he goes to Shimon. Yorad Horish and Mocha. What happens if Reuven in his lifetime sells it? Is the machlekes if the sale is valid, or if he sold it, comes after Reuven dies, it goes back to Shimon. Hasheini Moitzimi Alekuchadi, Rebbe, ho, that's not a valid sale. It's a sale only valid Kozman Reuven is alive. Kozman Reuven is a balabas. He sold it. But as soon as Reuven dies, it gets transferred to Shimon. That's what Rebbe holds. Rashbagoimet Ein Lesheini Elamasha Shayerishin. He said, Acharecho, if there's something left. If there's nothing left, if Reuven sold it, Fafal. Shimon has no connection to it. That's the Machlekes. So the Cheda Baye is following Hashem Gamil. Rashi, the chazal of chamel punuya, and the chazal of chamel punuya is a proud person. Ki haitanik reb Shimon, mechiros and mechira. Freddy Gemara, miyomer Rabbi, hachi did Rabbi say that? Did Rabbi give advice that what that she can go and get married and then sell it and then now belongs to her husband? Vomer Rabbi, Rabbi said, Ezehu Rasha Orim, who's a conniving, cunning Rasha? Ze hamesi I etza limkei ben chazik reshbag. The halacha like reshbag, but if he goes and he gives that advice to Reuven, he said, Reuven, you know, you want to make sure that it stays with you and not to go to Shimon, even though the guy said Acherecha, sell it to one of your children, or sell it to somebody in the family, and that's it. The guy's out of it. Whoever gives that advice is a Rosh. Because even though the halacha Shimon Gamliel, you first cheated out Shimon. Shimon's sitting there and excited, he's waiting to get to the field one day, and you just took it, pulled the rug right under his feet. So he would Abaye go over here and advise this guy, the girl to get married, and then that's it. Shimon will never get the field. How can that be? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? What's the kasha? Mika omar tenosi. Is Abaye giving advice to the girl, be smart and get married? Nisaz come. Abaye is just telling you a fact of life. Most women get married. And he's saying that if she got married, Nisaz, if she got married, this is the situation. Abaye is not giving any advice here, so what do you have time to Abaye for? The Gemara, right? Omar Abaye says, din number two. What about if he says to a married woman, I'm giving you this property, after post your death, it moves on to Shimon. And then she turned around, she sold the property, and then she died. The husband then goes to the person that the wife sold the property to, and he takes it away from that lukuach, and then the acherecha, then the Shimon says, okay, your wife is dead, I'm entitled to, says acherecha, and you were married already, which means that you already were lekech, and the man still gave it to the wife, not to the husband. Exactly. So therefore, I'm taking away, you had a right to take it from the lekech. I couldn't take it from the lekech. I couldn't take it from the lekech, because Shimon Gamliel says, if you sold it, you sold it. But you, as a husband, since you were married already, you're the first lekech. He owns all the properties. So you could take a lekech, but once you took a lekech, I can take it from you.
Why would you give a married woman a property in the
first place? Because you like her.
Listen, this husband's a good for nothing.
He wants to get a tax deduction.
Really the bread line. I wanted to have extra money.
Exactly, he has achmanos or whatever. Then what happened was then the lekech turns around to Shimon and says, Shimon, this is my property. You had no right to take it away from me. The husband did, but not you. Now the property ended with you. I'm taking it back from you because I bought it first. So because the din is Shimon Gamliel says that whoever bought it takes it away from the acherecha, so it stays with the lekech. Now in our Mishnah, when this happened, we kept on going in circles. Here, we go one circle, and it stops where it started. What's going on? The more last minute. Why is different than our Mishnah? It says the exact same thing, but it keeps on going in a circle. And over here, we say, everything about a hossam, east loop, say, lakula. over there, every single person loses out. So therefore, we got to make a compromise. The woman has a ksuva, and now she's going to lose out a ksuva. The Baal Chayiv, everyone loses out. Hach over here, like Keachudis, say only one person to put out money on this. The husband doesn't do anything. Automatically, it's his. The guy who got it as a gift, it was granted, Acherecha didn't do anything. The only one who lost money here is the Lekech. So it's only fair that the Lekech should end up with the property. Ozarafram, yeah, Hudis Lepseida. Ozarafram, almost by Rabashi. So Rafram, he was discussing this thing with Rabashi. How could Abai say this to Dinim? Or Abai, you just said in the first din. I'm saying in the chasim to this woman, and then afterwards to Shimon. The Venisa, she got married. The husband is considered lekeach, and now he gets to keep it. And the second doesn't get anything. And how come in the second case we say that no, that dachlecha takes from the husband? What's the chiluk in the first din of Abai and the second din? In the first din of Abai, he says that after the husband the acharecha. Acherecha takes it. And the second din we say, in the first din we say that Acherecha doesn't come in. The husband is the Lekech, he gets to keep it. In the second din we say that even though the husband is the Lekech, and it takes it back from Lekech, the Acherecha comes to take it away from the husband. What's the difference? Amalei, big difference. Hosam in the first case, the Amalei, he said to her, Kishi Penuya, she was a single girl, and there was no husband involved over there, and he said Acherecha, so therefore. That over there, we say that the husband is like a fremde guy, comes in afterwards, is the lekech, and we said that, Shmuel says that if you sold in the middle, you forfeit the third guy. When the person gave it, he never thought about a husband, didn't enter the equation. In the second case, he knew the husband existed, and yet he told the wife, I'm giving it to you. It's as if he's saying, tantamount to saying, your husband has no chelik in it. So therefore, the husband is not on the picture. My karma. So what did he say to her? Acherecha likne baloi likne. It's as if he clearly stipulated, I know you're married, but I don't want your husband to end up with it. I want the fremde guy. So the husband can't come in. In the case when she's a pnuya, the bchal didn't think about a husband. He's just talking to her. So therefore, if she sells to somebody else or the husband takes over who has a din lekech, what's the difference? They take over the rights and the acherecha is gone. It says in the Mishnah, Baite v'chein bal choyv, saying bal choyv, the same thing by a bal chayiv. If you have two lekuches, the same exact thing, and you know the barber has no money left, and he goes to clear one and clear two. V'chein isha bal chayiv v'shnei lekuches. Same, but one bal chayiv two lekuches. Exact same kind of case. Where he keeps on moving around. Hadna loch misha hayanasi. Says the Mishnah almona nizaynis menichsa yisaimim. After the husband died, the widow continues to be provided for. Kozma, she didn't collect the ksuva. She continues to be provided for from the estate of the orphans. Maisa yedeh, but in return, any earnings that she makes, she'll have. If they provide for a room and board, then it's only fair, like by the husband, that the returns go back to them. However, one thing different than the husband, tachas ksuvasa has to bury her. They don't. The ein chayovim bikfurasa, even though it's shame, what are they? It's not their shame. Rashi. Rashi Almana the same Chayyim Kivrosa. E Mace, if she died, Shahari Yosheh Goyving Suvasa Miyoshe Habal, her Yoshim will end up taking away her Ksuva bin Dakrin from the general estate. But Alei Henle Kairos, so her children, because they're going to get funded, their responsibility to bury her. Shari Baalot Tachas Ksuvasa Chayyim Kivrosa. We said that the husband, when he yashes a ksuva, in replace of yashing a ksuva, has to pay for, if she dies before him, the husband takes over the ksuva. So he has to pay for the kura. So now that the children are yashing the ksuva, they pay for the kura. Her children, her immediate children, not the children of the other wives. Achsev she'ena yosha, he tik bar atzma. And now that they don't yashin the ksuva, let her bury herself. It's from her ksuva.
That's a difficult
job. In Kisvei Rachov Bachovsky, it says over there, he has a Kabbalah, that the Baal Shem Tov stood up, dug his own grave, and he buried himself.
When is the Yotze of the Baal Shem first day Yom Tov?
It's a free Gebesich, yeah.
And someone said that it had to be... how could it be?
So how would they allow
Goyim? That the Goyim could touch him. The Goyim didn't touch him. He did it himself.
Yeah. Back to the Mishnah. Who will bury her own Yoshim? Why should the state pay for it when it, the whole idea of a quota is to replace whoever gets the ksuva? She has children. They'll get the ksuva. Let them pay for the quota. So the Gemara, we have an interesting question. Can the widow say, I don't want to ksuva, I'm happy to live in this house, a beautiful mansion, where am I going to go? I want to stay here. Or is it up to the children to say, here, goodbye, Charlie, take your ksuva and leave? Whose choice is it? So, boyulu, ni zoynes tanan, is it up to her? As she said, I want to be fed and provided for. I'm telling you a state of being. It's not up to her at all. It happened to be in a case where the children allowed her to stay, but if they want to, they can throw her out, evict her. The Shaila say, do we say Nizaina that din is up to her? Like the people in Galil, that the way they incorporate in the Ksuva, they wrote, it's her choice. They wrote in the Ksuva in a way where it's up to her when she wants to collect the Ksuva. It's a state of being. This is a fact that this is a Nizaina. It's not up to her, it's up to the children. The way they wrote in the Ksuva, that it's up to the children. You'd be surprised. Never you never know, exactly. The boy.
You look at this whole territory moment, in our mind, it's not your husband's got a responsibility. It's not your husband's responsibility. You know, father.
We're talking about legal responsibilities. Yeah.
This Indian that the Kvuras Ishtun is connected to Ksuva, that's to us a mind blower.
Exactly.
Like, of course, the guy's wife, if one of the son dies, of course he's going to bury her. No, loved her. I gave her a. It's because I'm saving $200 that I got to pay
exactly.
for the funeral.
The boy lo yavale, and if the kids don't want to give, they don't have to give her. It's up to them. So which one is it? Rashi, can you bring a ray from Mishnah either way? Because the Mishnah says almanah is. It's not their mother, let's say it's the children of the mother.
But a stepmother also has an inyan of kibbutzim, isn't there?
Only calls mother father's alive we had in most Sanhedrin.
You see by all the...
Only while the father's alive.
The forbidden relationships. Ervas avicho. Eishas avicho is ervas avicho.
It's only why the kibbutz is only while the father's alive. Rashi. Anji galil hayakoysin. They were to write in the ksuvah. Atehe yosved bebeisi. You can sit in our house. As long as you want to be an alman in our house, it's yours. No, it's your choice. However, Anche Yehuda, they wrote in the Exodus, Haikaisin Anche Yirtzu Hayirai Yershin Liloksavasa. Yeah, it's up to us. Lefichim Rotsa Yershin, they want nice in Loksavasa. They can give her the Ksuva. Upoid nice, it's like a packing. Goodbye. So the Shaili is Hani Zainis. Hani Zainis means a state of being. This is just the way the Messias is. The Hachitani Almona Hani Zainis. Masi Deshalem, Kozman Shem, Roitzim, as long as they want to, or not. Okay, we'll stop here.